We are joined on the line by newly appointed president of the PGA of America, Jim Remy, a golf pro out of Vermont. He is the first New England PGA section member to ever ascend to the office of president. Jim, good morning to you. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, good morning from crispy Ludlow, Vermont. It's a little chilly up here today, and I'm sure it's a lot nicer down in your neck of the woods.
I can imagine. It's got to be snowing up there at this point in time, is it not? How cold is it this morning?
It's about 15 degrees this morning, but the sun is out, and we're expecting a big day at the ski resort. We're getting ready for summer, but it's still a few months away.
Well, Jim, you now have the office of president for the next 2 years of the PGA of America, taking over for Brian Whitcomb, who ended his presidency. That's a tough one, at the end of 2008. You know, it's kind of a tough time to take the helm. It's a down economy. What are some of your major goals over the next 2 years for the PGA of America?
Well, I think that, you know, the key, whatever my agenda was or my goals were, certainly those things changed this fall when the economy took the downturn that it did, and obviously the golf industry be affected by it. So what we're trying to do right now is just work real hard at keeping people enthusiastic and motivated about the game and about the sport of golf, and to try to re-energize our occasional customers to make sure that they don't forget how much fun they have playing golf. You know, we're here really to support our members, but also to help grow the game. And those have been our visions since 1916 at the PGA, and we're going to continue to do that. And I think this is a time when, you know, we really need to remind the occasional golfer and the new golfer that it is fun, it is healthy, it's good to get out and play golf and find some time, carve out a piece of their busy schedules to get out there and play.
Are there any specific things, Jim, that you'd like to see done either with kids or women or anything like that? Are there any specific programs that you yourself would like to have initiated during your time?
Well, certainly, you know, we're going to continue to support our Play Golf America program, which really is the largest initiative in the history of golf to get people to play the game. But also, you know, the new Get Golf Ready program that's really promoting, you know, getting people playing in 5 days. We're gonna support those. But there's two real ways that I look at promoting golf. Number one is to attract new golfers, and we do that at the PGA of America. We've done that since 1916. We've always promoted getting new golfers in the sport, and also teaching juniors. And you know, we have record numbers of juniors in programs all over the country today. But the big thing for me is really to sort of go back and revisit our core customers or our occasional customers who have slipped away from us, and we've lost touch with them, and they're so busy in their business lives and in their family lives that they've forgotten how much they enjoy it. And we're trying to get to those people and remind them that, look, not only is golf fun, and really is a fun sport to play, but it's also healthy. Hey, look, there's studies that prove golfers live longer than people who don't play golf, and that's there are studies that show that. So we're trying to remind people that, look, it's fun, it's healthy, it teaches the right lessons, and it's certainly worth your time. And through programs like Play Golf America and Get Golf Ready, we're trying to reattract that and revisit our customers to remember how much fun they had playing the game.
Russ Evans and Pat Rooney Jr. with you. This is Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic, joined on the line by President of the PGA of America, Jim Remy, head pro out of Okemah Valley Golf Club in Ludlow, Vermont. He's the first New England PGA section member to ever ascend to the office of president for the PGA of America. Play Golf America programs, you've got so many of them, Jim. They're great. You know, April is the month for a free 15-minute equipment fitting. May is free lesson month. Anyone in the United States of America can go to their pro and get a free 10-minute lesson. June is Women's Golf Month, and then July is Family Golf Month. But you mentioned the new initiative, Get Golf Ready in 5 days. This is really targeted at people that have really never played golf, and then perhaps they're a salesman or a businessman, and all of a sudden they get a call from one of their partners and says, hey, in 2 weeks we're going to have this huge meeting and trying to land this account, and it's going to be on the golf course. And they say, oh, geez, I don't even own a set of clubs. This is really for them, isn't it?
It really is. You know, it's a national program, which is where you set up for a 5-lesson program, and you really get golf ready for just $99. The pricing can vary slightly at some facilities, but it's a $99 program where you get 5 lessons But also you learn about the basic skills and the foundation of the game. You learn how to keep score. You learn what to do when you get to the golf course, where the pro shop is. I mean, just everything that you need because, you know, hey, people get confused. It's tough out there. When you show up, you take a lesson, and you say, okay, now what do I do? And so this program is really designed to help get them all the way through to the point where they can get to the first tee and be ready to go out and play some golf, maybe just 9 holes the first time, but really ready to play some golf and at a reasonable and very affordable way on a local level.
Jim, this year the PGA Championship goes back to Minnesota for at Hazeltine, where they had it, about 10 years ago?
2002.
Not even that long, so it's only been about 7 years.
Rich Beam, that's right.
What can we expect out of the course setup? Have there been any changes to the course? Have they lengthened it? Any of those types of things that we can look forward to for the PGA Championship this year?
Well, it's my understanding that our tournament director, Kerry Haig, along with Hazeltine, has certainly, let's say, tweaked Hazeltine as we prepare for, you know, this major championship. August 13th through 16th is going to be an outstanding time at Hazeltine in Chaska, Minnesota. The golf course has been updated, is ready for this challenge. We got a great defending champion in Padraig Harrington. It looks like the Tiger is going to be back, and I know the whole golf world is waiting for Tiger to come back. We're excited about it, and hopefully that'll give us a good shot in the arm this spring as Tiger comes back and gets back out there and plays. Hazeltine will be a great test. It always has been for major championships, and following up on last year's wonderful PGA Championship, I'm sure that this year will be exciting. It is Glory's last shot. It's the last major of the year, and we always look at it as one of the most exciting times in golf.
Hey, Jim, I know Kerry Haig has been getting a lot of kudos for his way he's set up courses in the recent years. You know, Mike Davis at the USGA, same kind of story for him. These guys are doing a great job of really setting up a good test. Last year at Oakland Hills, I know the players thought it was a great test. Multiple tee locations on some holes. You know, Mike Davis did it at Torrey Pines. He turned the 14th hole on Sunday into a drivable 280-yard par 4, whereas Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, it was a 430-yard hole. And Kerry Haig did some similar things like that last year at Oakland Hills. I think he'll do the same thing this year at Hazeltine. It's really neat how we're seeing last couple of years in the majors, you know, the course setup is getting more inventive.
Well, it certainly is, and I think Mike and Kerry are doing a wonderful job letting the champions showcase their talent. And, you know, the course should be set up as a major championship should be set up, difficult, a real test of golf. But it should also be set up to make sure that we allow these great champions to play the game. And I think Kerry and Mike have done a fantastic job of that over the last few years. I think Kerry Haig and Paul Azinger's setup at Valhalla for the Ryder Cup was truly outstanding and set that course up to really showcase the player's ability. And you know, we saw that in the results. It was a fantastic Ryder Cup, and course setup was a very important part of it.
Jim, speaking of the Ryder Cup, 2010, even though, you know, we just had the Ryder Cup a few months ago, never too early to start pumping it up for a couple years from now, but it's overseas, it's over in Wales. How much influence do you have on setup or anything when the Ryder Cup is in over in Europe?
Well, not much. they will, the European officials will be responsible for the course setup as we were at Valhalla. Obviously, the captains will somewhat speak to each other, but I'm sure that the setup in Wales will be set up in a way that they want to have their course set up, just as we did and as they did at the K Club. The course setup at the K Club was an interesting setup. So, really, the host will decide that, and then our captain, Corey Pavin, will have to work with our team to make sure we're ready for it.
Joined by Jim Remy, president of the PGA of America, Russ Evans, and Pat Rooney Jr. with you. This is Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic. And last question for you, Jim. It is regarding Corey Pavin, the Bulldog. You know, he is your captain for 2 years from now. I'm curious, how much was Paul Azinger considered as possibly coming back for a repeat performance? And then what was it that made you eventually go with Corey Pavin?
Well, you know, certainly Paul was considered. I mean, you have to look at the wonderful job that Paul did and the great results that the United States team had, and Paul was certainly considered. Paul is a really good friend of the PGA of America. I had numerous conversations with Paul throughout the entire time he was captain, and of course I would say he was considered. You know, history is you can't change history, and a lot of times people forget that had we named any captain to repeat two times in a row, it would have changed history forever. And certainly we believe Corey Pavin is deserving. He has a great Ryder Cup record. He is certainly a great Ryder Cup competitor. And we believe that it was time for Corey to be named the captain. And you know, it's been supported by Paul, and it's been supported by everyone that we've spoken to. So, you know, as you look back at the last time we had a repeat captain two times in a row was Ben Hogan, 1947 and 1949.
It's been a long time.
He did it once as a player and playing captain and once as a non-playing captain. And, you know, if you changed any of those captains, you would have an effect on the future. And there are so many great players and great champions who have participated in the Ryder Cup who we believe deserve a shot at being the captain, and we wanted to make sure we protected that really for years to come.
Americans looking to repeat on their phenomenal victory from about 6 months ago at Valhalla in Kentucky. Kenny Perry and Boo Weekly and Hunter Mahan and Anthony Kim. It was so much fun watching them win and looking to repeat 2 years from now in Wales at the 2010 Ryder Cup. For more information on any of the Play Golf America initiatives, including free equipment fitting month in April, free lesson month in May, women's golf month in June, family golf month in July. You've also got the Get Golf Ready in 5 Days program. For more information on any of those initiatives, you can go to playgolfamerica.com, www.playgolfamerica.com. Jim Remy is the new president of the PGA of America, the first ever New England PGA section member to ascend to the office of president. Jim, thank you so much for time. Good luck over the next 2 years.
Hey, thanks for the time, and thanks for promoting the great game that we have. It's a wonderful sport, and we want people to really get out there and play. Thanks a lot.
Thanks,
thank
Jim.
You, Jim. There he is, Jim Remy, president of the PGA of America, joining us on Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic.